like a little bit swimmy in front of me. Anyway, yeah. Thank you for everybody for coming. I've never been here before. Like, I came up going to shows in Santa Barbara, so it's really cool to play in Santa Barbara every time and to like be at a new show space. I hope that it lasts. I have to say that I could do without the mirrors, although I'm happy that everyone's here so that they can block my view of myself, because that would not, I couldn't play. Awesome, thank you. This song is about being in the mental hospital.
Oh,
also grew up shooting dope, and that's like, you know, it's an important part of like what made me who I am. And it's really shitty to hear kids who never had to go through that, or who were never born into that, or who never had circumstances that led up to that, because oftentimes it's like, you know, for me it was like gender dysphoria, and it was like, you know, no offense, Dad, but like a chaotic household environment. And so it sucks to hear kids who like come from a place of privilege and never having to deal with that say things like fuck junkies and like fuck addiction. Chris Dorner, and like, if anybody in here doesn't know who that is, because like, you know, some people came from Mexico and stuff, Chris Dorner was an LAPD officer who decided to call out the LAPD for like their racism and their like police brutality and whatnot, and then he got reprimanded. And so he decided that his last resort, because he was, you know, he was cut off, you know, given unpaid leave, whereas like officers who, you know, kill black people are given paid leave, whatever. So he decided that his only recourse was to go and kill other LAPD officers. And the song is a love song about him. first song is about living as a transsexual woman, and a lot of like radical circles and queer theorists right now are like talking about trans identity, and like unfortunately a lot of that is centered around like trying to explain why we are supposedly produced by the medical industry or by the psychiatric industry, or it's like trying to use our lives as a lens through which to explain like the supposedly socially constructed nature of gender, and no one wants to talk about how we live our lives and what we face on a daily basis, and the fact that so many of us are unable to obtain like basic documentation and paperwork, and unable to obtain like basic healthcare, denied employment, and like have no choice but to do sex work, and like the violence that comes from that because of its illegal nature. This song is just about like one day I was actually at my cousin Michael's house, and I was like feeling really shitty. I was pissed off about something, and I was like, I need to go for a walk. And I went for a walk, and I just felt like I was just fucking scared, and that like everybody around me, like these cars drove by and they're like driving by me slow, and I was scared that like shit was gonna happen to me. And so this song is called A Walk in the Park. Buy their merch because they're cool and they're our friends. The American dream is a piñata, mockingly yanked away from the raza. My gente never seem to hit nada. And when the candy spills, it never seems to be enough. How the fuck is slinging fruta fresca supposed to hustle up $1,000? It's why the fuck we end up selling drugs. My gente work their asses off under the blazing sun to keep the colonizers yard green. The same colonizer who dressed himself like a Mexican for Halloween. He fetishizes Latinas on the computer screen and pays Latisa peanuts for keeping his fucking casa clean, the lowest kind of human being. If all these vatos were really soldados, then that's who the fuck would be their enemy. But every shot, and every strap is pointed at another Chicano's back. Attacks and reactions, a people que blasta por la pinche migra cada día. La policía es la enemiga, pero niños y niñas perdidas las vidas para las avenidas. In the same barrios that were created to keep us struggling, to pay the rent, to feed the familia, to keep the cuente out, pointed at the Minutemen. 187 a la migra is the sentiment of any Chicano militant who honestly gives a shit about the indigenous populations being imprisoned by immigrants from other nations like England and Spain. They got us physically and mentally restrained with metal and chains, yellow and yay injunctions that claim to target gangs, enhancing the charges we face and funneling us into cages, enslavement, forced to work with no wages, creating license plates surrounded by thousands of black and brown faces, making billions from villainous multinational corporations who orchestrated this situation from vacation homes, deep within the same impoverished nations whose populations they chased away with their slave wage paychecks. Don't fucking tell me that this country ain't racist. Show me a place where white people face displacement at rates that erase their history. American pie tastes like fucking shit to me. I'm hip to these circumstances, so motherfuck your sympathy. Motherfuck your industry that turns our clients into these impossible places to raise a family. When rent is a number that's literally impossible to earn, and there are nowhere left to turn, so pull your torches out. Let's burn this motherfucker to the ground. We'll be right back. forgot your name. I just met you today. Where is the other person who, like, runs this place?
Spencer.
Spencer. Thank you so much, Spencer.